It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramza on Fog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's the final show of the 2022 season. You have found the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Lots to get to today on today's show. We got some Dells Halloween winners we're going to talk to in the next segment. Big interviews here with the legendary Steve Holzhausen and also Chuck Deary right after he came off the stage at Oktoberfest. We kind of had a group interview with him, so we'll be playing that one later in the show. Of course, Pengy has got his Reichert Race Rewind. And at the end of the show, there's been a lot of rumors about what's going to happen with the show next year. Dan Diker will be addressing them in the last segment. So let's introduce you to the cast of characters. First of all, pushing the buttons today, engineer Rick Wilson's joining us. Rick, say hi.
Hi.
There we go. Right across from me is Pengy. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Bill.
Great weekend last Saturday
for you, hey? Perfect weather. Couldn't ask for a better Saturday. I think the best weather ever for following or icebreaker at the Dells.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend. Also joining us from his couch in Stoughton, Wisconsin, he is the PR director of the ARCA Midwest. Former ARCA Midwest Tour. I don't know what his jobs are going to be for it now, but I'm sure he'll let us know. Kevin Ramsel down in Stoughton there. How you doing, buddy?
It's actually a recliner, and I just want to know more about later on about Paul's new girlfriend he met at Halloween.
Oh, do you know something we don't know, Kevin?
Just look at his Facebook page.
Well, okay, well, we'll check that out in a little bit. And of course,
he had Jose's with us.
Oh yeah, that was. By the way, everybody who did that last weekend to taunt Dan Diker, thank you very much. Speaking of the aforementioned person, he is the ringleader, living at Cozy 290 in Rotunda, West Florida. Welcome in, Mr. Dan Diker.
Gentlemen, it is a cozy 83 degrees poolside while we record.
Yeah, blah blah. Pot him down, Rick. Pot him down. We don't need to listen to this stuff.
Number one, I liked how Penguin made up, you know, Penguin during the races this year when he was traveling, he would update the Midwest Race Report Facebook page for us.
He did a good job last Saturday.
Well, as much stuffing of his face as he did last weekend, he didn't watch any of the races. He made the whole thing up. Nicely done.
You think so?
He wasn't watching the races.
Oh.
No, I was.
You made all that up.
No, I wasn't. I watched it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
His face was in a plastic container.
No, it wasn't.
And the window across from him in the VIP tower looked like after Oktoberfest with OJ there for 4 days.
Oh, jeez. That's just wrong, Diker. Speaking of things that are wrong, congratulations on the new purchase you had to taunt us with yesterday afternoon on Facebook.
Yeah, my wife said it was a midlife crisis, which it wasn't. I just don't need to.
I kind of thought moving to Florida was the midlife crisis.
Yeah, it is.
Well, when I have a salary attached to the hotels that I'm overseeing, it was a no-brainer. But yeah, I went out and I bought my first ever Ford Mustang convertible on, when was it, Thursday morning.
Wow.
I'm gonna wake up. Look at the 13th hole and go, I'm going to buy a Mustang today.
I had my eye on it. I was driving past it, going back and forth to work, and I'm like, Mariner? or Ford Mustang. Mariner, sunroof, or Mustang with a convertible. It was a no-brainer.
Wow.
And Julie was happy because she got a Ford Mustang keyring with a pink keychain on it, so yeah. She's all for it now.
Julie, whatever he says you can do in that car, don't believe him. Coming up on today's show, Paulie got some interviews out of Halloween. We're going to be doing them in the next segment. He got a hold of the two winners from the Super Late Model races, John DeAngelis and Mad Max Kaler. I believe that's his first win at the Dells.
And his first big Super Late Model.
Yeah, his big free up. Mm-hmm. Also, Jason Stark, he won 1602 feature. He was declared the winner in the other one. Paulie got a hold of him. And then, of course, making up for Oktoberfest, and this was a fan favorite down there. I saw a lot about this one. Daniel Bain ends up winning the truck race, and can't wait to hear this interview, Paulie. She had to be excited.
Oh, yes. She sure was.
She did.
Dells Raceway Park is not the easiest racetrack. The number one, pedal a Midwest truck around. Number two, win at. So I was so proud of her when she got that win.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we also have to congratulate the birthday boy, Jim Swan, on his fifth truck championship.
way to keep that gag going, Kevin.
That's the most ever for a Midwest Truck Series, correct?
Yes.
Also, that's a big accomplishment for the birthday boy. So
also on today,
that one will probably not be touched anytime soon. The one that's in question is the Midwest
Mid-Am
Series next year, because that was tied this year, and rumor is that Mr. Champion is going to be back again next year, and then also adding some more ARCA races to his schedule.
Can
Vandermeer pull that off and knock the king of the Mid-Ams down?
Knock the king
Swan.
Of the Mid-Ams
That's
down.
That's going to be an interesting one to watch next year.
Yes, most definitely. Also on today's show, we caught up with the legendary Steve Holzen at the Racers Union at Oktoberfest. A very good interview with him. And then right after he came off the stage on the front stretch at Oktoberfest, La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway GM, or now former GM, Chuck Deary, spent a few minutes with us. So we got all that and more coming up. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Y'all, it's fall, and wouldn't you like to be driving around in a brand new Chevy Blazer? Well, you can have a chance to win one during Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Happy Fall Y'all Giveaway. That's right. If your name is chosen on November 25th, you can be driving home in a brand new Chevy Blazer. Woo-wee! Along with $3,000 in cash and $500 in rewards play. It's the Happy Fall Y'all Giveaway, November 25th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back in. It's the final show of the 2022 season. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You can also find it on both the websites. You can also find it on the Magnum Media app. And all right, boys, all together now, you can also find it on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
You guys would not make it as a chorus. We turned Paulie Lewis after he got done with his Jose's last weekend at Dell's Halloween, and he brought back a bunch of interviews. And let's get her started here. The winner of the first Super Late Model race was John DeAngelis. Here's what he had to say.
We're here with Johnny DeAngelis. Congratulations on the win, John.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I wish I would have done an overall deal. That would have been kind of cool. But we had a really good weekend here. We practiced yesterday on Friday, and I thought we were okay. I didn't think we were the best car. Practice this morning, we were a little off the pace. We were top 10, but nowhere where I wanted to be. And I told the guys, I said, we're good race run set up right now. I said, we need to work a little bit on qualifying. And we worked on it a little bit and qualified 6 out of 30 of the best cars. And luckily we got a really good starting spot, started first row outside and led every single lap of the first feature to win that one.
Oh, yeah, and that was a great race there. Didn't really have any many challengers there in that first feature.
No, it was pretty easy going until about the last 10 laps. I started bottoming out with the left front really hard, and I knew Summers was coming, and I had to do what I had to do to make it work. We actually had a left front shock failure after the first feature, so we got that switch out for the second race. And I feel even if we would have started back in the pack on the first one, I think we would have showed that we were meant to win it to begin with. We started 12th in the second one and finished second with a couple extra laps. I think it might have been a different outcome, but this car was so good today. And, I can't thank Wimmer Motorsports enough for coming out and supporting me and taking his time out of his own race schedule to make me as fast as I am.
And that second feature, you really came on strong in the second half, but Max Kaler just had the field covered there.
Yeah, he was definitely fast. I think if we had a caution, we probably could have got to him and hopefully made something happen. We were about a tenth faster than him there at the end, and it's a good race to gauge yourself against other guys. He did good. I'm happy for them guys. They've been struggling a little bit, so hats off to them for winning the second feature. But I can't thank all my guys and sponsors enough for making this happen for me.
Yep. And there, I don't know if there was an overall championship, but second in a row, you claim the overall champion here at Halloween. Is there any difference between running twin 75s versus 150 lapper?
I'm more one for longer races. I strive off of that, just attrition and, being the mindset, we got a long race. We got to be there at the end to win it. And I wasn't a big fan of the twin 75s just because I like the longer ones, but I guess you could say after day, I kind of like it, but to be an overall deal, if they had that would be really cool too. You're here for two races. It'd be pretty cool if they could do that, but maybe next year. You never know, but I for sure have to thank Jerry Aubie for putting all these races on here. It's definitely a fun track to be at.
And let's give some shout-outs to the sponsors that are helping out in 2022.
Yeah, DeAngelis Construction, Bonafide Security Solutions, Roland Transport LLC, Fisher Truck Service, Advanced Engine Concepts, Suburban Harley, Motor Davidson. You know, I got a lot of small sponsors, and it takes a lot of small ones and a few big ones to make this all work.
And any plans to go to Nashville, maybe, or even Pensacola later in the year?
No, we're actually done until 2023. We're going to be working on a schedule, hopefully, with Chris Wimmer from Wimmer Motorsports, and see what we can do to secure some championships and a lot more feature wins next year.
All right. Well, John, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you down the road in 2023.
It's a good win for John DeAngelis. He's always been one of those guys who's always been close to the top. And for him to get a win, this is really good momentum for him going into the All-American 400 this weekend in Nashville, and then probably the Snowball Derby in December. So congrats to Johnny D. And by the way, also kudos to Johnny D for loaning his backup car to Jeff Storm after Jeff Storm's motor expired.
Yep, Storm. Yep, Stormy ended up winning one of the qualifiers to get in, too.
And don't forget,
yep, he did, so.
John won the following race last year.
Yep.
And he's now a driver to watch at the Dells, him and Jordan DeVoyer, two drivers to be aware of.
Another driver that kind of, yes, go ahead, Dan.
All the area Super Late Model drivers in the Midwest that are down in Nashville, they announced on Thursday that they moved that race till today. So now people are scrambling to find out where they can watch it on TV.
That's awesome. Maybe we'll be able to catch that on like Flow Racing or Midwest TV or whatever it's on.
I think it's on Racing America.
Is it Racing America? Okay. A surprise winner in the second one, Mad Max Kaler, comes up from Rockford, and he ends up winning the second one. Here's what he had to say after the race.
And we are here with the winner of the second following Super Late Model feature here at the Dells. A big win for this young man. He's been looking for it for quite some time, Max Kaler from the Rockford area. Congratulations on the win, Max.
Thank you. Yeah, this win really means a lot to us. You know, this year has kind of had a lot of ups and downs, mostly downs. This is definitely a good way to cap it off, and really, you know, gets our emotions high, and hopefully we can use this momentum and carry it on to the next year.
And a great battle there around the halfway point with you and Jordan Thiel. A great back and forth battle there.
Yeah, for sure. I was faster than him. Couldn't quite find a way around him. Got into him a little bit going into three, and he retaliated, of course, like he should. I didn't. Shouldn't have done what I did, and I learned my lesson there. And then finally he slipped up once, 20 laps later, and I got under him and was finally able to pass him. Checked out there for a little bit, and luckily parked in victory lane.
And take us through the first feature here. How did that go for you?
First feature, we started, 13th, 14th, maybe? And just car was a little bit off. Really good in and through center, just had no drive off, none. So I get up on guys, get right to their bumper, and then they just gap me coming off the corner and can't pass anyone without any drive off the corner.
Yep. And did you vision yourself claiming a huge win like this? I mean, being a young kid racing at Rockford several years ago, did you vision yourself claiming big feature wins here eventually down the road?
Yeah, well, I always thought about it, always dreamt of it, and now we're living it, so that's awesome.
And who are the sponsors we have to thank for the efforts on the 2022 season?
Windsor Auto Sales, Retool of Rockford, Channel 17 WTVO, Junction Auto Parts, and there's a lot more, but I won't have time to mention all of them. So thank you to everyone on that car. Couldn't do it without them.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win, and we look forward to seeing you on the track in 2023, Max.
Thank you.
You know, I would say this would be a big win for Max Kaler because it was his first Super Late Model win. He also won the National Short Track Championship with the Big 8 Series a couple years ago. And he comes from a good lineage. His dad, Bob Kaler, was a real good late model racer at Rockford when I was doing the PR there back in the 04, 05, 06 season. So it's cool to see that young guy come up and start making a name for himself.
It really was. It's great. It was great to see him come up to the Dells and win one. Paulie, Jason Stark, he wins one. He's declared the winner in the other one. He ends up winning the championship for the weeklies. You'll have to explain to us after we talk to him here about how he was declared the winner of the second one. But
yes.
Here's what Jason Stark had to say to Paulie last week.
And here we are with the winner of the second 602 Late Model feature here at the Dells, the 2022 602 champion here at the Dells, Jason Stark. Jason, congratulations on the win and the championship.
Thank you. Actually, I won both features.
Oh, you did win? Oh, really? A little problem with Hunter there in post-race?
Yeah, his carburetor was a little on the illegal side.
Ah, okay. So, well, congratulations on the double here. First feature, you really had to really gave Hunter everything you could there to try to get by him there late in the going.
No, I let him go.
Okay.
The first ones we were running for Plainson, and Hunter's kind of all over the place to begin with. I just knew better to pass him. So I was ahead of the 51. We just rode it out at that point.
Yep.
it didn't matter for us.
And then in the second feature, you got the lead, I believe, about halfway or about 10 laps to go here, and you definitely pulled away there.
Yeah, the car was really good in the second one. We actually made it work on the outside. I don't think anybody passed on the outside all night. So. Yeah.
And I hear that this car sounds like it's for sale, that you might be moving up to do other things next year.
Yes, the car is for sale. It'll be getting posted either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. And let's talk about the great sponsor that's been helping out here in the 2022 season.
I got SS&E Concrete, which is Bob Sauer. He's the owner of the car. I got Lenahan Auto Body. They got Norm's Tap and Eatery on there. I got Beagle's Bar and Grill. There's a couple other ones on there. KBR Performance. Interstate Batteries is on there. I think that's all of them.
So what would you say to someone who wants to get into the 602 late models here? How much fun is it to race these cars?
Oh, they're easy to drive. It's a great class to learn in. You ain't got to worry about the extra power like the limited lates do. The tires are the same as the limited late. We're just as fast as them with the body. It helps.
All right. Well, congratulations on the wins here, and we'll see you down the road here, Jason.
All right. Thank you.
Well, bye. Jason Stark finished second in that first feature. Hunter Stenson actually got the win, but he got nabbed for a carburetor issue in post-race inspection, so Jason was declared the winner there. And if you heard, Jason probably is probably out there somewhere now on Facebook Marketplace or something like that. His 602 late model is now for sale.
Okay, so he won the weekly championship. Yes. Who won the traveling series?
That is Dennis Prundy after his red hot start, winning the first three features in a row.
Oh, nice! A very
And you know, the biggest compliment. I mean, I've been announcing Jason Stark since 2005 or 2006 when I started lacrosse, when he was running Thunder Stocks. And his biggest compliment was when it was announced that he won that second one. Rich Bickle chimed in on his Facebook and said, "You, my friend, are a wheel man."
I mean,
how much of a kudo can you get than something like that from Rich Bickle, who's very outspoken about everything?
You weren't sitting in a bar next to him at that time, were you?
No, he actually wrote that one by himself. He's actually coming through. He's actually coming through my neighborhood here in a couple of weeks. And the funniest thing is I have people from lacrosse asking me for hotel rooms down here in Florida, because there's a ton of people coming down for that $30,000 to win Super Late Model Big League race
at
the
417
Speedway
right.
at the end of November. So kind of neat watching lacrosse people still associate and say, "Hey, you got any rooms? Because we're coming down."
Yeah, speaking of which,
that's on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, speaking.
Shorty and I are going to that one.
Speaking of hotel rooms, you can still get a hold of Diker for your 2023 Oktoberfest rooms for the Comfort Inn here in Onalaska. Three rooms left.
Ooh.
A very popular win in the truck series. She should have had Oktoberfest, but she gets following. Danielle Bain ends up crossing the line first to a very, very happy crowd when that one happened. And here's what she had to say to Paul.
And here we are with the winner of the final Midwest Truck Series feature of this season, finally claiming redemption for the Oktoberfest incident. Daniel Bain. Daniel, congratulations. How's it feel?
Good. Thank you. We needed it for sure after what happened at Oktoberfest. So I'm glad it came when it did. Yeah. You know, don't have to wait all off season losing sleep over it. So I'm happy.
Very good. Lap 7 got the lead there and had a lot of pressure there in the late going from Jeff Holtz there. You just were able to withstand his several challenges there and the rash of cautions there late in the going.
Yeah, actually, for once, I needed the cautions. I had a terrible late rate or like a late run car. I had a really good short run car, though, so it was good that all the yellows came out. I was happy for once for a yellow.
And, of course, this makes up for the Oktoberfest situation. Everybody thought you were going to win. A lot of cheers for you and, unfortunately, a lot of boos for Ty, but that was definitely a great experience for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even finishing second to Ty, it's nothing to be upset about. It was more so just upset about that yellow that came out. So, I mean, I'm not upset about finishing second to Ty. That was cool.
And what are your plans looking like for 2023? Can you give us an early indication here?
I'm broke, so it's just gonna be the truck still. I mean, we need some more funding if we want to move up anything.
Oh, yes.
So. Any sponsors are out there, hit me up.
Oh, yes, definitely. Congratulations again, Danielle, and look forward to seeing you back on the track in 2023.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, what a way for Danielle Bain to not only end the racing season, but look what she did the last two races. She was on stage after what I would say was a pretty, you know, I'm not bashing Ty Majeski, and I'm not bashing the truck he was in or the truck owner. But if you don't get that late race restart with Ty Majeski, blows her doors off, she wins Oktoberfest. and was on stage to say, hey, anytime you can finish in a truck to Tom Majeski, that's a win. And then she goes out and wins at a track that she's hardly had any success at whatsoever and beats the doors off of people left and right. So congratulations, Danielle. Love, we had her on the radio show 2 years ago, and she's got a great personality, and that's a wheel woman right there. Just congratulations all the way around. And congratulations, Drew Krivek and Jerry Wood, for successfully putting that Midwest Truck Series on again this year.
Yeah, John Wood especially. And we also, we should congratulate Ty Majeski because he technically had 3 truck wins in a row. He's won the last 2 NASCAR Craftsman Camping World Truck Series wins, and he won the truck race up that thing. And Ty has got some real momentum going in for the championship here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, somebody texted me last week and said, Diker, what would it feel like to be an announcer of Ty Majeski's first race at the Lacrosse Speedway back in 2015? In all the races, I've had a chance to announce him in our backyard there at Lacrosse Speedway. Now, because, you know, if he can get a NASCAR Truck Championship, man, that would be cool.
And it's, yeah, we hope he, I believe that's next Friday, this coming Friday, that he runs for that championship down in Phoenix. So we'll all be watching that. When we come back at Oktoberfest, we had a chance to catch up with the legendary Steve Holzhausen. We're going to hear what he had to say next on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.